Dear citizens of the world, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to the presentation. The topic is Syria, titled Conflated Hegemony Conflict. Syrian conflict has many dimensions, with hegemony premeditated scheme to destabilize Syria. The plan implemented in 2011 under the guise of Arab Spring. The war premised on achieving hegemony goals, that is, toppling governments regarded adversary in the Middle East and elsewhere. Iraq, Libya, Thailand, and Ukraine are examples, preceded by nations in Latin America, Asia, and Africa throughout 20th and 21st century. United States, Britain, Israel, and France, along with allies in the Middle East, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, Kuwait, and UAE involvement since onset devised different strategies to invade Syria. The principal approach was to circumvent congressional or parliament approval, knowing well that would be confronted with public dissent following the deception on Iraq war. Additionally, disillusionment on 9/11 as insiders' collusion with United States allies to accelerate Project for New American Century, the acronym PNAC, substantiated in PNAC listing Afghanistan as the initial target among several nations, namely Iraq and Syria. Hence, any direct military interventions would have prevalent hegemony control disguised as democracy prominent. Citizens' protest to hegemony intrusions in foreign land thwarted United States and Britain military actions on Syria. United States, Britain, Israel, France, together with Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, and Jordan sponsored Al-Qaeda. The terror network was relocated from Afghanistan to Syria, having organized Libya as weapons warehouse to channel arms delivery. Western nations and coalition in the Middle East declined peace initiatives, with EU lifting arms embargo rather than extending ban on ammunition supply to terrorists in Syria. EU decision repercussions experienced now in the refugee influx on EU shores having been responsible for fueling fire. The Western and Middle East allies backed Al-Qaeda evolved into Al-Nusra Front, in return becoming ISIL, or Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIS, and now Daesh Takfiri, not surprisingly, assigned yet another name in the near future. Western and Middle East armed, trained, and funded terror factions were not limited to wreaking terror in Syria. They also became cannibals, besides committing horrendous crimes like use of chemical weapons, rape, abductions, forcing children to become terror recruits in the 4.5-year-old brutal terrorism unleashed in Syria. United States, Britain, Israel, and France as the origin of weapons cache to terrorists directed Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan to provide comprehensive support to terror camps to decimate Syria. The Western powers and coalition sabotaged Geneva Peace Accord on more than two occasions to end bloodshed in Syria, posing illegitimate demands on the population for Syrian government to step down despite Syrian electorate overwhelming mandate electing the incumbent power in the internationally monitored and appraised presidential as well as national election. United States, Israel, and Turkey launched air raids in Syria, with US and Israel air attacks laden with nuclear components, repeating combat operations similar to Iraq and Gaza, respectively. United States-backed terrorists were behind chemical weapons massacre in incidents verified and confirmed in the UN investigation. In a bizarre twist, instead of disarming terrorists in possession of biological and chemical weapons, Russia and United States subjected the victim, Syria, to stockpiles disposal under UN agency purview. Meanwhile, Israel, the major weapons of mass destruction, WMD stockholder, having used against Gazans in 2008-2009 shelling and supplied terrorists in Syria, never probed or expected to comply with so-called international law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu traveled to Moscow to express personal gratitude to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Syrian disarmament. US, Britain, Israel, France and alliance, Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, notwithstanding Lebanon, drawn into quagmire. The terror infiltration in Syria until today, with spillover effects in Iraq, has left nearly 250,000 dead and millions as refugees in Syria alone. Turkey citizens have also been hit with terrorism due to Turkish authorities' overt engagement in aiding and abetting terror against Syria and Iraq. Turkish Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan's close relationship with Iran, irrespective of Turkish administration role in proliferating terror, explains political and economic interests prioritized over humanitarian issues and regional security. Not to miss the opportunity, amid chaos, Germany occupies Turkey with Patriot missile installation and Western defense contingency in Turkey stated as necessary for missile management. Similarly, hegemony trump card, Russia occupation of Syria in the Mediterranean coast, Tartus, with the Russian naval base, and the latest airstrikes claimed as wiping Daesh Takfiri on Western counterpart behalf, is exploiting Syrian political trust in advancing hegemony agenda. Russia, having recently annexed Crimea from eastern Ukraine, predominantly to maintain Russian strategic advantage in Black Sea, and overture to Caribbean nation Cuba with debt forgiveness in exchange for Russian military base, corroborate hegemony multifaceted expansionism in the one world government and new world order. The former Soviet Union presence in Afghanistan essentially revived in the current extension of United States and NATO military permanence. Russia, the key member representing hegemony with veto privilege at unipolar UNSC, exemplifying military options in Syria, perhaps exhausting defense inventory to replenish reserves other than promoting military-industrial complex stock value. The terror manifestation via hegemony terror recruitments that began to debilitate Libya, Yemen, and other parts of North Africa, facilitating mayhem in the Middle East, is a convenient situation to justify aggressive maneuver. hegemony waged Syrian and Iraq war, creating, manufacturing, and fostering terror, clarifies exalted organized crime against humanity. States bankrolled terrorism, asserted as political leadership's license to kill innocent children, women, and men anywhere. Not to mention hegemony colonization through pervasive terrorism substituting conventional warfare. Hegemony apocalyptic ambitions contribute to alarming rise in death toll and humanitarian disaster in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Ukraine, and wherever hegemony footprints are detectable, that is, almost worldwide. The terror network's survival is dependent on financing, artillery procurement, and logistics made available by none other than hegemony. Upon terminating terror groups' lifeline, the activities would substantially diminish without the need for exhibiting aerial military might. Hegemony duplicity in classifying militancy into moderates and extremists to suit policy fall short on facts, deepening fallacy. The terror operatives are instructed and led by hegemony, authorized organizations and affiliation. The real commitment to expunge terrorism would commence with the source and catalyst held accountable for heinous crimes and atrocities against unarmed civilians in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and elsewhere. No terror outfit could possibly exist without hegemony and proxy governments' complicity. In the nuclear age and superior information technology era. Regardless, conclusion of protracted warfare in Syria, Iraq, and Libya, with the exclusion of bombs, missiles, and air assaults that invariably produce massive destruction of infrastructure and civilian sites, is prudent. The global sanctions on weapons transportation or transfer to terror elements, combined with terror shelters' demolition and freezing terror benefactors' undertakings, is the preliminary step towards stifling terrorism. Addressing the root of all evil, fomenting terrorism, would cease terror existence. Hegemony and terror domains exit in entirety is the saving grace marking turbulence and tribulations expiry. Syria, Iraq, and Libya, or for that matter, any other nation on earth, could no longer be subjugated under false pretexts to prolong dying supremacy and parasitic tradition. The counterproductive measure on regional and global dominance best abandoned, with resources divested in improving lives in the domestic front and international cooperation on universal economic development, would guarantee global peace and progress. I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Wishing peace and stability in every aspect to citizens in Syria, Iraq, and Libya. Peace to all. Thank you.